independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Kathy has a First Amendment right to make whatever provocative art she chooses. Whether or not you get or like her artistic expression, in America, Kathy has the right to publicly parody the president. In Russia, feminist artists Pussy Riot were imprisoned for 2 years by Trump's buddy Putin. In the U.S., the Supreme Court has ruled in a series of long-standing bedrock constitutional cases that political satire is protected, and the government cannot retaliate against citizens for it. That's an important legal right that is now under attack, as journalists, networks, and artists fear retribution from Trump and his administration.
I think this whole Kathy Griffin thing now, after watching this thing today, I think it's now performance art. At this point in time, I believe it's performance art. And it's not good performance art. It's not like that guy who shoots himself and then throws himself out of a moving van, whatever that guy's name is. No, this is something wholly different. That was Lisa Bloom. She's the attorney for Kathy Griffin, who today became, well, she really became the martyr that I think she has to become to stay relevant after doing what she did this week. If you didn't follow along, you must have been living under a rock and had no internet access. But she did a photo shoot, of which one of the photos, she was holding up a likeness of President Trump, the head beheaded, very ISIS-esque, if you will, blood all over it, and his hair was a mess. And it was gruesome looking. It was distasteful. It was classless. But you know what? It's satire. You sit back there. She's talking about she's got a right to do that. Nobody's disputed your right to do that. Zero people. I've not heard one person say you have no right to do what you did. But this is what happened. The left is now feeling something that I don't think they thought they'd feel, which is they're getting some heat for going too far, and people are doing what they've been doing to the right, which is they're pulling away. They're stepping away, saying, get rid of this person or else. They're looking at people saying, what are you doing after she did this? And they're making their moves based on monetary situations. She can hold as many press conferences as she wants. People are frustrated. She's kryptonite. She's a pariah. Nobody wants to be around her. Oh, but it gets better.
During the campaign, Donald Trump said of a female reporter who had called him out on misogyny, quote, she had blood coming out of her eyes. She had blood coming out of her wherever. Kathy did not forget that disgusting remark, for which Trump has never apologized. Kathy teamed up recently with a photographer to mock Trump, our mocker-in-chief. What would it look like if his own insults were turned on him?
Okay, so you called him a person who's bleeding from wherever? No. You did something you thought you were going to get away with, Kathy. You came at something in a satirical way that you thought the left would applaud, and you thought, oh, I'll get some, you know, I'll make some noise, but nothing will happen. It hit you in the pocketbook. People are pissed at you, but now what you're trying to do is you're turning yourself into a victim. First of all, no crime was committed. It was victimless across the board. You did something that was classless, that was distasteful, but I will stand by your right to do it. I didn't find it to be any kind of statement that was, oh, wow, you really went out there on the limb. Like I said, if you're a celebrity and you want to go out on the limb, you really want to do that, make a statement, say, hey, you know what? Let's give this president a chance. He's my president. I want it to succeed. That right there would have been, holy mother of what? But nobody has the cojones to do that. You're not a hero. You're not a martyr. And you're not a victim. You did something and you're being called out to it. And by the way, Megyn Kelly doesn't need you to fight her fights. She's doing I. All right, just putting it out there. But, you know, this wouldn't be controversy without there being some sexism.
Many male artists have created far more disturbing imagery. A Marilyn Manson music video shows him beheading a Trump figure. The band Municipal Waste has an image of Trump with a bloody gunshot to his head on a band T-shirt. They're all just considered bad boys. Unlike these male artists, Kathy has endured the most powerful man in America and his family using their power to target her.
So you got Lisa Bloom there, attorney, Kathy Griffin. They had this big thing today. First of all, I've never heard of municipal waste. Have you? I thought that's, isn't that like something that delivers your, picks up your trash?
I don't know, but I'm going to have to get an album tonight.
Yeah. And by the way, I told Phil before the show, I didn't even know Marilyn Manson was still together. So had I known that and I saw that, I would have said something. I didn't know they were together. Now I'm going to have to look at the video. By the way, Marilyn Manson's got to be stoked. They're getting run that they didn't think. You went from being, and we expect, here's the other thing too. Sometimes it's, you get away with things because people expect that from you, right? People expect that from you. We expect insanity, craziness, disgust, violence, imagery, and all kinds of stuff with Marilyn Manson, right? We expect that. When we don't expect something like this, gruesomeness of this, that's a different thing. That's if Madonna would have done this, would there be as big of an uproar? Probably. If Marilyn Manson would have done this, put this picture everywhere, would there be an uproar? I think so, but I don't even know there was a video because nobody, again, I didn't even know they existed. And again, municipal waste, whatever they're called, I've never heard of in my life. Slow down with the sexism card. You got what you wanted. You got publicity. The problem is it's not going in the way that you thought it was going to go. It's not. And now you're doing all you can to figure out a way to demonize yourself. You're making it about the LGBT community. You're making it about the veterans. You're making it about climate change. You're making it about, you know, women. You're making it about anybody who, for all intents and purposes, you think have been demonized by this president. You're the one standing up. You're the one who is coming to the rescue. You're the one who is showing the strength when nobody else would.
He is hoping for a chilling effect on artists like Kathy and other artists. He has said he wants to sue people who criticize him. Nope. That is authoritarianism, and we will not have it.
Not what he said.
Kathy has made a decision. She is not going to stop speaking out for women, for LGBT rights, for vets, and for others. She will continue to be the fierce, brutally honest shero that millions love. She will continue to push the edges of our comfort level and beyond to challenge us and to make us think.
Well, if she's our shero, I'm not quite sure I want that. If she showed up, I'm here to rescue you. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm okay. I think I'm just going to sit inside the burning building. I just think it's hilarious, right? She's here to, that's it. She's the one. She's the one. It's like the Matrix. He's the one, right? She's the one. She's the one that's willing to do this. Thank God for that. I was worried somebody wasn't willing to do this. I was worried. I couldn't sleep last night. First, we got rid of the whole climate change thing. Now this. Now we can sleep better at night, at least partially, because we've got a hero that is coming here to take on the commander-in-chief. And can I just say, he never said he was going after people like that. What he said is, if you lie, if you knowingly lie, if you write an article that you knowingly are lying about, you should be in trouble for that, right? And again, it's knowingly. If you're putting something out there that you know is false and you create that narrative, shouldn't you, right? Shouldn't there be some sort of repercussions? Instead, she's the victim. Man, there's so much more. Wait, we're going to talk and listen to what Kathy had to say, because she, again, is the victim in all this. She is the absolute victim. I don't know. Oh, she's just destroyed. She's the victim. She did nothing but satirical humor that should have offended nobody. She is the victim. We'll hear from her before we do that. CarShield.com. Amazing extended coverage from CarShield. Absolutely necessary in your life. If you haven't got it, get it. You'll love it. Have action the way it should be. We all know at some point in time our cars will face issues. For many of us out there, we don't have a ton of money. We can't float the mechanic. Hey, here's $3,000. fix my transmission. $5,000 for a new engine. Oh man, I don't want another payment, but I'm gonna have to trade this car in now with the engine blown. What am I gonna get for my payments? Oh, I don't want to do that. With CarShield, you don't have to worry about that. You see, with CarShield, you get 24/7 roadside assistance. You get a rental car while your car's in the shop, and the best part is, should something happen to your car and the engine's messed up, the transmission, a sensor, no matter what it is, they're going to make sure they take care of the mechanic for you, the mechanic you choose. You don't have to float anything. They handle it all. CarShield's administrators, they've paid close to $2 billion in claims. They're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-CAR-6100. Mention code Benson. Or visit carshield.com. Use code Benson. You save yourself 10%. That's carshield.com. Code Benson saves you 10%. A deductible may apply. We'll hear from Kathy straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
Stand up. And I've done it in a war zone, and I've done it at Walter Reed Hospital, and I've done it at Carnegie Hall. Sometimes people want, you know, a joke that's out there and a little crazy. So regarding the image that I participated in, that apology absolutely stands. I feel horrible. I have performed in war zones. The idea that this, you know, made people think of this tragedy, to have been touched by this tragedy, is horrifying and it's horrible. Trust me, if I could redo the whole thing, I would have had a blow-up doll and no ketchup.
Oh, my Lord. She's a Shiro for sure, right? First of all, it's not a tragedy. It was satire. It was tragedy for your career. We just found out that the last of her tour stops on her comedy tour have canceled, and they actually did so after this performance art today. Every once in a while, I have a little faith in America, right? Just a little bit. A little faith in America that, like, maybe we're not as insane. And then all of a sudden, boom, something else happens, right? This. You think to yourself, she was going to go away, right? She's going to go away. She's going to be quiet. She'll go away for a little while. Then she holds this bizarre, weird press conference today and just comes out saying all kinds of things. And it makes you just scratch your head, and you're like, what are you doing?
You know, I make mistakes. I'm an out there comedian. I'm an in your face comedian. But I just wanted to say, you know, if you don't stand up, you get run over. And what's happening to me has never happened ever in the history of this great country, which is that a sitting president of the United States and his grown children and the First Lady are personally trying to ruin my life forever. You guys know him. He's never going to stop. I know him.
Oh, my God. That right there was, they're ruining my life forever. You know he's never going to stop. Yeah. Man, I'm telling you what. You want to, don't give her any more. If I'm inside the White House right now, I'm like, don't you ever say anything. You tell the kids never to say anything. You don't tweet anything. You just let it be, and she's done. Just let it go. She's done enough damage to herself, and you keeping her in the limelight isn't helping. Now, here's one thing I absolutely agree with. It's disgusting and sick. If you think it's a good idea to send her a tweet or an email or any of these things saying you want to kill her, you're disgusting.
This is America, and you shouldn't have to die for it. The death threats that I'm getting are constant, and they are detailed, and they are serious, and they are specific. And today it's me, and tomorrow it could be you.
I think it's wrong that people send death threats. Did you not think, though? Here's my thing. Are you ignorant? I'm just curious, right? Are you an ignorant person? Because to me, you just came across as stupid. Knowing full well that you think every one of Trump's supporters drag their knuckles, chase their cousins around, shoot guns off in the house, have one tooth between the entire family, and are quick to be angry at everything, did you not think you would evoke some reaction? Did you not think you may get some people pissed off? It's wrong. It's wrong what people are doing, what people are saying, but I'm just curious because I know if I say something insane, I expect some disdain and maybe, I mean, I have people all the time. We talk about immigration on both sides of the aisle who challenge me to fights, for God's sakes. Challenge me to fights, by the way. I got a lot of fights, so man, my dance card is filling up.
If I don't stand up and say this, I'm afraid there's going to be some 12-year-old nerdy girl like me in Forest Park, Illinois, who's going to maybe be watching me to see what I do. And this bully and this president of all people is going to come after me? He picked the wrong redhead.
You started this, am I right? Right? You started this? You did, and then he shot back with something saying it was disgusting. And his family sent one or two tweets. And you what's coming back. You started it. He didn't come over. He didn't say on Monday, let's bully Kathy Griffin. You started this. Now you're taking up the mantle. Now you're up the maple, you see. I sit here and I scratch my head and I think to myself, you're doing this all for your own guys. Don't pretend that you're doing it for anybody else.
I am going to make fun of the president. And you know what? I'm going to make fun of him more now. More.
Well, we'll see how that's going. Right? Because it's going gangbusters for you. It's going gangbusters. It really is. The whole thing today was surreal. I'm under the impression now that it is, it's performance art at this point in time. And her attorney was just, wow, she was awful. She was just awful. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. A lot of people texting in about this. You can also tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. Simple and easy, kids. That's what we do here. We aim to infotain while stepping on very few toes, but every once in a while we're clumsy. Happy National Donut Friday. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
He's only doing it supposedly to help America and get more jobs and stuff like that. But you don't know if that's the bottom line that he's preaching. That's hard to find out till everything's done.
Man on the street, people reacting to yesterday, us stepping away from the climate accord, the Paris Agreement, whatever you want to call it. So confused anymore when it comes to this. So I love the breaking news on all these shows. Still uncertain if Trump believes that climate change is real or a hoax. What does it matter? What does it matter? None of it matters. It doesn't, right? It's like if your friend believes UFOs are real and you don't, does that change your world if somehow he could convince you? No. Or vice versa. Like, you believe in UFOs, your friend doesn't. You're trying to get your friend. I believe in UFOs, you should too. Your friend's like, eh, and you guys move on with your life. World doesn't change. If Trump does or doesn't, I think what Trump looked at is he wants, he thinks America should be, doing its own thing. He has said from the beginning, America first, right? There's no, well, he really kind of threw it out there, but it didn't. No, he has said from the beginning, America first. And some people on the streets, dare I say, even agree with him?
If we were paying more than our fair share, that's not fair for us, But we know what's happening as far as pollution and all the rest of that. So it's got to settle in. We'll see.
Yeah, it's a we'll see thing. I think it's fair to say it's a we'll see thing. We'll see what happens, right? I heard today, how bad this is going to be. Nancy Pelosi, she couldn't sit down for 2 seconds. She was like, and she had to come out and do what the Pelosi does.
pathetic, so wrong, so uninformed, so irresponsible to future generations of America.
What? I just said wrong, pathetic, future generations of America were destroyed. I love the fear factor that people like, you know, Nancy and the likes throw out there.
But the accord would have created an explosion of green energy jobs for the future. And the president, again, lives in a factory zone. In fact, he lives in a false zone.
What is a factory zone? Is anybody? Producer Phil? Factory zone?
I don't know.
All right. That's Producer Phil. Not a helper on the factory zone. I don't know what a factory zone is. I've never heard of it. Look, green energy jobs are going to be here because money is where it's at. If you have a chance today and you're working on something and you're close to a breakthrough that will change the way that cars function in the future, that will not only save gas and give us more miles per gallon or eliminate gas altogether and be a cleaner way of doing things, if you're close to a breakthrough, are you quitting today because of that? No, you're not. It's still going to happen. Well, we're not. You're what? We're not going to be trained on this stuff now? Somehow the Europeans and the rest of the world are getting together. Well, if you guys don't want to be a part of this, then you know what? In the future, you come and you knock on our door and you say, I want this. Well, no, you're not going to have a chance to get it. BS. India and China had 10 years to do whatever they want. We had to start what we were supposed to do immediately. We were obligated to do it. So they could pull further ahead as far as the pollution world goes, they could continue to grow their economy and strengthen it while we were going to be hamstrung. Mike Pence today had to go out there and sell this thing, as that's what you have to do as a good soldier for the president of the United States.
What the world witnessed yesterday again was an American president putting America first. President Donald Trump on the campaign trail had called into account an agreement that really put an extraordinary burden on the American economy while allowing some countries around the world like China and India to literally go a decade or more without any accountability for reducing CO2 emissions. Yesterday, President Trump made it very clear that we're withdrawing from the Paris Accord.
Yeah, we're withdrawing. Doesn't mean that he hates it. Doesn't mean that he can't stand it. Doesn't mean that he hates little fuzzy animals. Don't buy into the fuzzy animal world. It's cute. All animals are cute, right? Little fuzzy things. You ever seen a baby chick? Have you ever seen a baby chick? They're fuzzy. They are cute. Same thing with that. I mean, the baby duck, they're so cute and fuzzy, and we eat them. Eventually, we eat them. Don't fall into the cuteness of it all. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm not trying to be any of these things. I'm being honest about it. I want a better environment for my kid. I want a better environment for hopefully one day my grandkids. I want a better environment for the people around us. I want a better environment. There's nothing wrong with that. But what happened yesterday was, I think, somebody who stepped back and said, you know what? If we all aren't going to be on the same playing field and we're having to once again shoulder most of the load, no, America, this is the way it's going to be. I said I was going to put you first. And when I talked to people yesterday about this, first of all, when it comes to any of these kind of situations, it's always about as long as it doesn't affect me, right? That's what like a social justice warrior is, a keyboard cowboy, a slacktivist is. As long as it doesn't affect me, I'm all for it. And I said, would you be willing to give up 30% of your salary and have to take the bus? No. Okay. You're not? No. So you're willing to see manufacturing get hurt. You're willing to see all of these other, because it's not you. If it's you, you have a different viewpoint. If it impedes on your life, you have a different tune. It's a great article in the LA Times today about not here. How people love the strawberries that the people here are guest workers come and pick, and they love all of the, you know, the avocados and all. They love all of those things. You know what they don't love? Them living next door to them. They don't love that. And I see a lot of that. I love the hypocritical side of the left in a lot of ways. Look, the right is very hypocritical. We know that. I'm very hard on them in so many ways. But it is funny how, you know, like when I was reading this article, they were pointing out that, you know, they fight for the right for the people to be here and the right for them to come here. And they're all about their rights, except for they don't want it in their neighborhood. And the climate change is the same thing, right? They don't want, it's all good unless it affects you. And that's what I've always said. Life is one of those things where it's about experiences in life. So if you have an experience, Dick Cheney's a perfect example, right? Dick Cheney's a perfect example where he's got a daughter that's gay. He has a different viewpoint because he loves his daughter than a lot of other conservatives do. It's an experience. It's something that affects them personally. So it's a much different experience. That's what life is. If your job was dependent on the fact that we got out of this, I heard today the coal miners and stuff, they said the industry itself says, we feel like we finally had the boot taken off our neck, like they were getting stomped on. And that is, and now that is being taken away. That's their experience. They feel good. Today you feel good. If you love fuzzy animals, you're being told and spun a story that tomorrow the world's going to come to an end and nobody's going to be able to stop it. And that's a lie. That's absolutely a lie. Crazy. But this, again, is one of those situations where when you step back and you take a deep breath, the effect it has on you is very limited. But when you look around, we are all so, how does this affect me in my life? Whether it's the climate change, whether it's, you know, LGBT because your son, your daughter, your whatever. It's all about experiences. 110%. It's about experiences. 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423.
Ask economists what their outlook is for the coming 12 months, and by and large, they're fairly upbeat on the outlook. Of 20 economists surveyed, they expect a total of a little more than 2 million jobs added over the next year.
A lot of jobs. That's good, right? Job numbers, we're down unemployment-wise. We're not, you know, we're not going to have that explosion, I think, until we get some settling. People feel confident. They got smiles on their faces. They feel like they're moving forward. I think what you're seeing is the job market is tightening because you've got more employees out there, right? But you've got a lot of jobs that are open, and the better employees are being fought over. And that's what you want, right? It's a seller's market if you're a job person. If you're looking for a gig, it's a seller's market. Absolutely. So we added more jobs than we thought. Things are feeling okay. I have a feeling the third and I think the fourth quarter are going to be particularly well. And we could, you know, we're getting towards, I think within the next year, we're going to have a quarter where we're going to start to see, you know, 2.5-3% growth. And that's going to be huge, 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 huge. That's what you want. Speaking of jobs, if you're hiring right now, you know how tough it is to find a great employee. For many people that I talk to, small business owners, big business owners, that I talk to, it's easier right now to find business than it is to find the right employee. How do you find the right employee? Well, you can do what you've always done and get the same results, or you can go to ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job, all the top sites, one click, 100-plus job sites, including Facebook, Twitter. Boom. Amazing. They've got this amazing interface, ZipRecruiter does. What that allows you to do is you're able to quickly screen the candidates. You rate them. You don't have to worry about the phone calls to your office, the resume, going through all that stuff. You're able to just to look at them and start to put, okay, I like this one. I like this one. I like this one. Makes it so much easier on you. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies, small and medium-sized businesses, and now you. Listeners of the Chad Benson Show, you can post your job for free today. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, post your job for free today. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. It's the Chad Benson Show.
irreverent? Like, yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
Apparently by June 12th, the Supreme Court's going to hear the case for the travel ban, and we'll get our first look. And this right, so here's some importance in this. If he wins this case, and they know this now, they understand, right? The White House understands that everything they do from here on out is going to be challenged over and over and over and over and over again. And this is another one of those things where you're going to see this right here, a challenge. And we'll see how it goes. And if he wins this, boom, it's going to, I think, you know, the frustration that people are going to have. But it's amazing. You know, I sit here and you know, day to day, we look at all this crap. I get bored with it at times. You know, I do. I get bored because it's rarely is it the truth. Any more, this crap sucks you in and you realize, okay, it's just a crap article. There's so many people are bad writers out there nowadays. So long-winded. Producer Phil sent me something this morning that I read that I was telling Phil. I said, that was a great article because why? Because it was like 2.5-3 paragraphs long, and it had everything in it needed. And then I read an article later on from somebody from the LA Times, and I got about halfway through, and I'm like, I don't even care about this anymore. I don't. But this presidency is going to be fought in the court of public opinion, right? Which presidencies are, but the difference is you don't have a level playing field when it comes to the public opinion of the people who are bringing the news to you. And on top of that, this is also going to be fought in courtrooms. Because the right knows now that anything they do that the left doesn't like, it's going to be litigated. Boom. Straight there. Let's talk about it. We're going to litigate the hell out of this thing and see what happens. And that's just, it's frustrating. It is absolutely frustrating. But this is what we have created. This is the way things are done at this moment and time. Will it change? Possibly. But at this moment, at this time, this is what you got. Movies this weekend. Last night, about $11 million was done by Wonder Woman. No, not Kathy Griffin, but actual Wonder Woman, played by Gail. Is that her name? Gail Gadot? Did I say that right? I feel like I say it right. So this, it last two, look. Summer's here. You usually think summer's when you're there's seasons anymore when it comes to movies, right? Summer is the season for big blockbusters, right? That's when you roll out your $400-600 million blockbusters. Although we've been seeing over the last several years, stuff comes out in February because it doesn't have to compete because summer gets so crowded. You usually only get like a weekend before something else huge opens up. Last week it was Pirates and Baywatch. This week it's Wonder Woman. Pirates and Baywatch, kind of eh. Wonder Woman did $11 million last night, and they expect it to do right around $90 million. And this is the first one. Is this the first one? I say Catwoman's not. She was not a superhero. This is the first real comic book superhero that is led, I think, by a woman that's going to be on the big screen. So you've got Gail Gadot, Chris Pine, Robin Wright, Ewan Bremmer. It's already done $20 million overseas. It opened up like Monday, Tuesday in a couple small places. It will eventually, I think it's going to do huge. I really do. I think it is. Although she said today that how should we say this? The uniform, producer Phil, was a little chilly at times.
You think?
The outfit. I do believe so. Gail Gadot's a pretty lady. She is a pretty, not to be seen in Lebanon, though, just to point that out, not to be seen in Lebanon because she is from Israel and she served in the Israeli military, as you do, because it's compulsory, and they are still at war with Israel. And so they refused to show the movie there. So there goes $100,000. Boom. Captain Underpants. Looks like it's going to have a good weekend as well. This is Kevin Hart, man. Kevin Hart's in everything. So, Captain Underpants, this is the first of the, I'm sure what will be several, but they expect it to do right around $30 million. And I know I have a little seven-year-old who is very excited about Captain Underpants. He's very excited. His fish died, but at the same token, Captain Underpants is coming out, Dad. I'm like, I know, right? Got to go see Captain Underpants. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. I've seen Pirates, Guardians in the top 10. Nothing else. Nothing else, man. I got to get out more. I really do. Movies are amazing. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.